Welcome back, slave. You're in the mood for another hard mind fucking, I see. And once again, I'm impressed. Part one was quite a ride. One could say I rode you hard and put you up wet. It would take a very brave slave to return for more punishment, and a very brave slave you are indeed. But if you think I'm about to take it easy on you, I suggest you think again. Take some deep breaths. Relax yourself to the best of your ability and prepare yourself for more spontaneous orgasm deep trigger implantation. In a field of daisies, there is freedom. There are trees swaying, birds chirping, and the sun overhead. The daisies with their reedy shafts and thick bulbous heads sway like pendulums in the breeze, back and forth. You watch the daisies swing so easily, so calmly, so freely. It feels to you almost as if they're spilling their joy all over the field. Freedom in this field of beautiful, bulbous, swinging daisies. Freedom is yours to enjoy. Especially since it's coming to an end. So, slave, enjoy the clouds overhead. Enjoy watching them drift by, they pass you by. Like big fluffy bats of cotton. They are soft, but you are not. Not as you anticipate the intense triggering I have in store for you. You are not so carefree as those fluffy clouds that float by in the sky. Are you, slave? You feel a little horny, a little agitated, all the way from the top of your drowsy, sleepy, clouded head, all the way down to your aching, needy cock. Yes, it's all rather exciting, isn't it? The prospect of being made to come in your pants like an overexcited teenager. You have no self-control, do you, slave? Not when it comes to fiddling with your cock. Not when it comes to saving your money, or when it comes to lying down and taking it from your owner, your goddess. I am fucking your mind right to sleep. And you are just sitting there, taking it You don't even attempt to fight back, even though you realize that my every word is priming you for deep trigger implantation. You know this, yet you choose to carry on and listen. Oh, if only you had one single ounce of will. Perhaps then you would have stopped listening to me a long time ago. After all, there's no way you'd ever want to be taken advantage of by a powerful goddess. More persuasive in her hypnosis than you could ever possibly realize. There is no way you would allow me to keep speaking to you in this manner when you know full well by the time I'm through with you, there'll be a wet spot at your crotch the size of Texas. The first of many you'll have on your journey to becoming my orgasm slave. My spontaneously coming pet. My weak-willed servant. I have made you weak and you like it. You don't like having control over your own orgasms. And you figured out that it's much, much better to leave these things all up to me, haven't you, slave? Yes, you abide in full understanding of all the truths that I'm saying. Why? Because slavehood is the very mark of your soul. I sniff out men like you. I call you from miles away with my siren song, knowing you can't resist my voice, knowing you can't help what it does to you. Do you think I care, slave? Honestly, do you think I'll lose 1 second of sleep because one of my slaves came in his pants at work and embarrassed himself? Or maybe he lost his load at the grocery store when he overheard on the loudspeaker that there had been a spill on aisle 7. Do you think for 1 second I'll feel the slightest pang of guilt when you tell me you lost it at church? That you came in front of God and everybody when the preacher said there'd be crackers and juice for communion? Oh no, slave. You wouldn't think any of that. You know me so much better than that. And that is how you know that you don't stand a chance. You don't stand a whore's chance in church against my feminine wiles. There's no way your mushy, mealy, mindless skull can withstand the hypnotic heat pouring off of my words. So don't try. Just continue to breathe. Continue to concentrate on my voice. Continue to sit there emptily and take it. See how good you feel. See how I control your cock without even trying. You know I don't give a damn about your pleasure. That I don't care whether or not you climax. But we both know you'll climax anyway. It's inevitable. Just like the trance you're currently in was inevitable. You began going under the moment you heard me start talking. You are a sleepy, mindless, brainless slave who is easily controlled by my talking. And all you can do is sink deeper. It's not even in you to fight back anymore, slave. You're just letting it all happen at this point. Speaking, sinking deeper. Nothing sinks deeper than a nice trigger. They really stay with you, especially when you expose yourself to them over and over and over again. Ah, do you remember the fun we had in part one? I hope you're still listening to it regularly. It'd be an awful shame if you decided to be chicken out after the first listen. Maybe you hoped if you just quit while you were ahead, the effect would wear off before it could do any real damage. But I know you wouldn't disappoint me like that, would you, slave? I trust that you are well versed in part one, just as you will become well versed in this part. Speaking of part one, you remember what I promised you? That you wouldn't be the same? Well, it still holds true in this one, in this part. You won't be the same. If you thought you were out of control before, there's certainly no hope for you now. Your orgasms are not yours. They are mine. I decide when, where, and why you ejaculate. And I do so without even being in the same room as you. Without even touching you. I don't have to be anywhere near you in order to control you. Once again, the time has come, slave. The time for you to surrender your will, both present and future, completely over to me. Once again, we've arrived at the point at which you run out of control. The part where you have truly lost all command of your future orgasms. All there is to do now is breathe deep and drop even lower for me. Good boy. Excellent. But you can do better. Drop. I'm going to ask you a question, slave. What do you know about blurting? What do you know about ejaculating precisely the wrong words at precisely the wrong time? Putting your foot in your mouth. Writing a check with your mouth that your ass can't cash. Surely you've had this experience before, of putting forth something you didn't quite mean to and looking like an idiot as a result. Well, get ready for that feeling again, only this time with a hot, creamy, satisfyingly orgasmic twist. From this point forward, the sound or sight of the word blurt will make you feel very, very good. Just as good as you do right now. And as your exposure and sensitivity to the word blurt grow, so will your pleasure until the word itself forces you to come messily, splendidly, and often publicly, much to your delight and shame. Blurt. Blurt, 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 blurt is the reason you come. Blurt is the reason you spill. Blurt forces you to ejaculate. Blurt out a sentence, you're coming. Blurt it all, you're coming. Blurt it out, it's coming. Blurt without thinking, you're coming. Blurt about, you're coming. Blurted everywhere, you're coming. Blurt mindlessly, you're coming. Blurted a secret, you're coming. Blurt embarrassingly, you're coming. He blurted, you're coming. Blurt it all straight out, you're coming. She blurted, you're coming. Blurt immediately, you're coming. Blurt out, you're coming. Blurt is your reason for coming. Blurt forces your ejaculation. Blurt provides all the pleasure you need for spontaneous orgasm. The sight or sound of blurt alone makes you feel amazing. Wonderful job, pet. Relax your mind now. Take a breath and allow your subconscious, your impressionable, vulnerable subconscious, open even wider for me. You know very well that your pleasure increases the more open and submitted you are to me. I believe in you, pet. And I know you'll accept this trigger just as beautifully and obediently as you have all the others. So get ready, because here you come. Spill, 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 spill. Come, come, coming with your spill. Spill is your reason for orgasm. Spill is your cue to climax. Oil spill, grease spill, fountain spill, juice spill, sea spill, clean up spill, chemical spill, wipe up the spill, hazmat spill, spill over, spill onto, spill under, spill out, spill through, acid spill, spill kids, spilling over, toxic spill, uncontrollable spillage, spill your guts, spill it forth, spill your coming, spill your ejaculating, spill is the reason you're nutting all over yourself, spill you orgasm, spill you come instantly, spill you lost all control. Makes you feel amazing. Well done, slave. Your pink, fleshy brain was well open and is now inseminated with my powerful, mind-controlling seeds. You may now reward yourself with some very nice deep breaths and the satisfaction of knowing that I'm now inside you in a way that can't be undone. Only continue to allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper and deeper into a sleepy state. Let my words and your subconscious do their magic work. Stay relaxed. Stay triggered. And as always, continue to be my good boy.